as a first, as a conclusion to the 2-day Yachikala that we had, Baruch Hashem was an opportunity for the Tzibur to be involved in learning coming into Elul. It's a big schus. And as a combination of that, we have a tremendous opportunity to experience here a great Harbatzas HaTorah in our neighborhood, in our area in South Florida, that there is a new koil starting. Actually, today is the very first day, the Psichas HaZman, for that koil and for the Zman over here in Florida. And it's a tremendous chus that we have, and that the shul, Safra Synagogue, in Aventura, put forth the effort to bring Avreichim together to a koil, and tremendous foresight and the schus of the Rav Galmidi Shlita, to be able to see how this is going to, it's Hashem, change and add so much Torah to the community. And I'm sure the Roshan will be felt not just in their Kehillah, but throughout the entire area of South Florida. And it's tremendous, we have Akar Satoiv, and there's this Hashem, it should add tremendous bracha and zchut to the Kehillah, by you and to the entire area. As Ramat Yisrael Salman said, I think I said it when I came here the first time, but I think Ramat Yisrael Salman used to say that that there's a tremendous Shas Ace Rotzen by the Shas Psichas Aaron, and that's why when we open the Aaron, we say the Tefillah of Brich Shmei. Brich Shmei has unbelievable things written about it, and Zchuyas, and we say Davka at the time of the Tefillah, that we say Davka at the time of the Psichas Aaron, because that's a tremendous Ace Rotzen. What's the Ace Rotzen of the Psichas Aaron? So he said, because you're about to go and learn Torah, you're about to go read Torah Barabim, what could be the biggest Ace Rotzen? The fact that the Tzibur is ready to get ready together and read the Torah together as a Tzibur, that is the Ace Rotzen. And that's why Dafka at that moment is the opportunity to say this Tefillah of Brich Shmei. So at the Psichas HaZman, when we're opening up the doors of the Beis Medrash and we're ready to go in and start learning as a Tzibur together, that Psichas HaZman is a tremendous Ace Rotzen. And when there's a ribuy of Torah in the Kehillah, it's a tremendous Ace Rotzen for everybody. So it's the Psichas HaZman for us and the Psichas of the of Anukolo in the area. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should see all tremendous bracha from that. And not less than that is the schus that we have as a Kehillah, that Rav Friedman Shlita, who we all know, many of us know from the years of coming, and many people in the Tzibur have developed already a Kesher and Shmoy Hoylech Lefanov, and it's not my place to introduce him, but everyone who knows is that he's a person who's a demos for everybody of Amelos Batara and Ne'imus, and everything that we can, just by being in his presence, we'll all gain tremendously, besides approaching and being able to get Eitzah from him. And it's a tremendous chos that I think as a Kehillah, we will all, both, everybody will be able to be nene from him. I'm sure that Avreichim will be, and as well as the Rosh Kol of the new Kolo, and the Kehillah here as well. So that's, in addition to that, is the opportunity to have our freedom in the Kehillah. So with that in mind, it's a schus to call our freedom for a few divrei chizuk, lekavod the chodesh elam, the psichas hazman. Shukrach, Rabbi, pleasure for your very kind words. Rishus, Rishikolo, and the Rabbanim. Baruch Hashem, I've had the schus of standing at this amud a number of times over the course of the last few years. And every time I've come to this community, felt a tremendous warmth and seen tremendous growth, tremendous chashivas HaTorah and growth in limud HaTorah. Now it's a whole different perspective being here, Bez Hashem, not just as an areach for a day or two, but Bez Hashem, hopefully to become part of the community, part of this community, part of the Ventura community, part of South Florida. And for that, I'm very grateful to all the people involved
to Rabbi Galmidi Shlita for his tremendous effort in putting together the Kollel and Eben Torah, and for being willing to accept me so warmly to be a part of that Kollel, and of course to Rabbi Blezhin and to Rabbi Singer for giving me the schus of being involved in the Kollel here as well. And we look forward with the to having Siyata Dishmaya to be able to work together, to continue to build Torah, to continue to build the Chashivas HaTorah, to increase Limud HaTorah and adherence to Torah. It should be a schus Bez Hashem for all of us. We say every day now during the Chodesh Elul and the Meiratzon, we say, Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem Osa Avakesh Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my one desire, my one true ratzon, is to be shifti beveis Hashem, to be able to sit in the beis Hashem, to dwell in the beis Hashem kol yimei chayai, and to enjoy the noam Hashem, to witness it, to see it. Ulevake beheichalo. What a phenomenal way it is to start off Chodesh Elul for balabatim who don't always have the opportunity to be koveya themselves to limud haTorah as much as they like. But when they're given a little bit time off, they're given a Sunday and then a legal holiday, rather than using that time to say, oh, I have so many things to do, so many things have built up, so many things I have to take care of. But Adraba, rather than doing that, they come to be, delve into the Yama Talmud, into the Iyan Halacha. They come to hear Shiurim from Gedolei Torah, Chachmei Torah, to hear Musar Shmuzin, as you heard yesterday, a very chashuv Musar Shmuz from the Mashgiach of Jacob Shlita. A person who does that, a person who takes his quote-unquote free time, and we know really there's no such thing as free time. The Chovetz Chaim tells us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us an exact amount of time that we need to accomplish what we need to accomplish in this world, and any time that's chas v'shalom wasted is irreplaceable. But nonetheless, there is that expression in this country, the Minigah Medina is free time. Free time means you act free. You do what you want. You spend it on things that you'd like to do. You spend it on things that you enjoy doing. So a person who comes to a Beis Medrash to learn spends two mornings or one morning or whatever it is, but he's koveya himself. He takes advantage of an opportunity to be oisek b'Torah and to learn from Rabbanim that he hasn't heard from before. A person who does that with his time shows that that is what he enjoys, that is what he's machshiv, that's what he considers important, that's what he considers beneficial, that shows a tremendous amount about this person's value system, and it's a tremendous reflection on the mahus, on the inner being of that person. And we know the Svarim tell us that a person who is not able to learn all the time, he has to make a parnasa, he has to spend time with his family, he has to do other things. But if he grabs whatever time is open to him, and he spends that on limud haTorah, so then to a certain extent he gets credit even for the times that he's not learning, for the times that he's working, for the times that he's doing other things, which it shows that he's doing that behechrich. He's honest. He's honest at that time. He can't be learning, but he wants to be learning. What's the raya? The raya is that every minute he has, when he's not forced to be out of the Beis Medrash, he's in the Beis Medrash. If he uses the times that he has opened himself to do other things, and then he says, oh, Kadosh Baruch, I really wish, I don't want to go to work today, every day. I wish I could be in the Beis Medrash. He says, what do you mean? I gave you a Sunday morning, a Sunday afternoon. I didn't see you. I gave you a legal holiday. Where were you? So you can't tell me that you want to be in the Beis Medrash. I dangled in front of you an opportunity and you didn't grab it. But if you do grab it, if you do take that opportunity, then Adarab, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Inachanami, I see that's your Ratzon. I see that's your Tshuka. And you get a degree of Schar, even when you're working, a degree of Schar, ke'ilu you're learning. And some of that's the pshat in the Mishnah. It's certainly the Kavanah behind when Chazal say in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Asay Torascha Kva Umalachtacha Aroi, it doesn't just mean in terms of minutes and hours, how much time you spend learning vis-a-vis how much time you spend in Malacha Avada. That would be wonderful. If everybody could spend more time in the learning than the Malacha, it would be phenomenal. But it's not the Messias. It's not the Derech HaOlam. It's not the way things are. Some people have that schus, but it's a minority. The majority of people don't have that schus to spend more time in learning than they're spending in other things. But Asei Tarascha Kaval Malach Tacharoi doesn't just mean time. It means, where are you more kavur? What is the ikar by you? What do you consider to be your main occupation in life? And what is secondary? What is tefel? What is the ikar and what is the tefel? Asei Tarascha Kaval means that you, in terms of your priorities, in terms of your chashivos, the Torah learning, the opportunities to learn Torah, even if it's so much smaller, so much less in terms of time, but that's the focal point of your day and the focal point of your week. That's what you do on a Shabbos. That's what you do in an evening when you have the chochus for it. You spend your time learning. That shows that Torah is keva by you. Torah is the main thing, and everything else you do, even if it takes more time, it's just a hechrich, it's just onus, it's just the klal of Adam Rishon, it's nothing more than that. But Torah is the ikar by you, and you makayim the words of Chazal, asei tarascha kaval malach tacharoi, and then you have all the brachas of Olam Yatorah. I recently heard a beautiful vart in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. I heard this in a shiur given recently by Rav Urin Reich Shlita. He says the following. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Adaf Kuf Yutes, Kol HaMevaze Talmidei Chachamim, anyone who, Chas V'Shalom, is Mevaze, who puts down, ridicules Talmidei Chachamim, Ein Lo Refuah L'Makaso. He will not have refuah, as the words mean, he will not have it, and there will be no way of healing his mako, his wound, his... And the kashi is, what does that mean? What does Chazal mean? What mako? Who says he has a mako? If a person is nevazel tamid chacham, it's a gefel chazach, it's a terrible thing. But what was epis ein lo refuah l'makaso? What mako referring to? So he said a beautiful part. We know the Chazal brought down in the Mesil Shisharim that says the Kaddish Baruch Hu says borasi yetzer hara, borasi lo tara tavlin. Everybody, every yid on the space of this earth has a makkah. It's a built-in makkah. It's with him from day one. And that's called the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara that tries relentlessly to take him out of the Beis Medrash, to take him away from Kiyam HaMitzvos, away from Avodas Hashem. That's the makkah that we're all dealing with at all times. And as Chazal tell us, there's one tavlin. There's one antidote. There's one refuah. That refuah is Torah. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. And we know the Mesil Sisharim is Mayrich about the foolishness of anybody who feels that he has any other way of being Merapidus Mach. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. He built that. He created that Yetzahara. And if he's telling you that there's only one way to save yourself from the Yetzahara, and that is Torah, so anybody who tries the other way is acting in a foolish manner, and as will be demonstrated as things go on, when he's unable to overcome it. So the only way to overcome the Yetzer Hara is through Torah. The problem is that not everybody is capable on his own of perhaps reaching a Madrega in Torah, which can deal with the Madrega of his Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is a pretty strong fella. He has a lot of kochos, and he knows a lot of tachbulos, and he's, again, the lashon of the Mesil Shisharim, he's ish mochamahu, malumah darmimiyas, he knows a lot of ways to get us, directly, indirectly, from the front, from the back. He's very, very good at his job. It's a hurry. He's been at it many years, and he's excellent at it. So it takes a lot of Torah. It takes a lot of Torah. Torah tablet, but it takes a lot of Torah for that tablet. And perhaps an individual's Torah might not be quite enough to do the trick. Elamai, so what's the Eitzah? You have to broaden your horizons. Yeah, and you have to make sure that it's not just your Torah that you have, but you're connected with the Torah of other people. You're connected with the Torah of the Talmid HaChacham. The Talmid HaChacham are the ones who are Isaac Mor B'Torah, who perhaps have a great Yediyah HaTorah. So if you connect with them, if you have an open channel between yourself and the Talmid HaChacham, your Torah and their Torah, so then you have the benefit of their Torah also helping you fight your Yetzer Hara. And then perhaps you could do it. The Torah Tavlin is not just your own Torah, it's the broader Torah. So that's very fine if a person is Machshiv Talmid HaChacham. He respects them. He appreciates them. And he appreciates what they stand for. He appreciates their Torah. So Memela, he has that connection and he has the benefit. But if a person doesn't, if he's Rachman Letzayin, he's Mevazel Tamei Dechachamim, he may sit and learn a little bit. He may have Chashivas, quote unquote, Chashivas HaTorah, which is pretty hard to believe that he can if he's Mevazel Tamei Dechachamim. But if he's Mevazel Tamei Dechachamim, then he's putting up a brick wall between himself and Tamei Dechachamim. He's cutting off that channel. He's closing that avenue. So he does not have the schus of their Torah. Now, Ein Lo Refuah L'Makasa means that Makah, that Yetzirah, which is going to be relentlessly attacking him day in and day out and trying to get him to be Chote, it's a one-man battle now. He's in it by himself. He does not have any other schus HaTorah because he's Mevazel Tamei Dechachamim. He has no Chashivas for their Torah. He doesn't hold of them, whatever it may be. So he's cut off from that. Memela ein lo refuah l'makasa. Yes, the makasa which everybody has, the makas yetzahara, he's in it alone, and he's going to be a much tougher battle. People who come to a yachikala, people who come to a makam Torah, whenever it is, to come to a beis medish, to a kolol, people that are machzik Torah and help bring about limud Torah through others, They are connecting themselves with the Torah of others. They're connecting themselves with the Torah of the Talmidei Chachamim. They're connecting themselves with the Torah of the Tzibur, the Torah of the Rabbim, by being a part of it, by coming and taking advantage of the opportunities to be part of that Rabbim whenever of that Tzibur whenever they can, and by being machzik them. Machzik means in all different ways. Machzik is not just financially. Machzik is also by showing them appreciation, by showing them that they have haracha for them. Then they're connecting to their Torah, and then they have the advantage of their Torah as well. In the parsha we just read, in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, there's a famous kasha that all the mefarshim ask, and that is that the Moshe Rabbeinu is addressing Klal Yisrael. For the most part, b'lashem rabim, anochi nosein lefneichem hayom bracha klala, sabracha shartishmu, all lashem rabim. But the very first word, re'ei, anochi nosein lefneichem hayom, re'ei, lashem yachid, all the mefarshim ask this kasha, why does he start off b'lashem yachid and then switch to lashem rabim? And I think a very simple approach, which I'm sure the sfarim say this, I probably got this from various sfarim, very, very simple approach, is that we know that the koach of Klal Yisrael is in being misache together, being a rabbim, being one united tzibur. That is our great koach. Eino doma ma'atim osim es ha-mitzvah l'rabbim osim es ha-mitzvah. Achdus in Klal Yisrael is what everything is what it's all about. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. We get so much further with achdus, being together, being a tzibur. There's no question about that. And Moshe Rabbeinu, if he addresses them, lefneichem, I'm talking to the tzibur, I'm talking to Klal Yisrael as a unit. But, says Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody, not a single individual here amongst Klal Yisrael should ever have the notion or get the impression that his particular avoda, what he can contribute as a yachid, whatever his kochas are, his abilities are to accomplish, nobody should ever get the mistaken impression that that is not absolutely vital to creating this rabbin. Because it is. It absolutely is. Every single yachid has kochos, has kishronos, has different opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. And every single one of those opportunities, every single one of those kochos are vital. There's no such thing as a rabbim. There's no such thing as a tzibur without yechidim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, sure, I'm addressing the rabbim, but I'm addressing every single one of you individually and independently. Every single person has to know that the kochas that he could put forth, that what he can contribute is essential, and without it, that's not the same Klal Yisrael. And nobody should ever say, I'm not blessed like that one. I'm not as smart as this one. I don't have a good enough memory as that one. I don't have the resources of the third person. So I'm just a small fish in a big sea. Chas v'shalom, that's not the way to look at it. Itaka is a big sea. Klal Yisrael is a big sea. But every single individual, every single person's kochos are precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to hold them back and not to contribute them or not to try to develop them because you feel, what am I going to do already, is a grave error. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, perhaps that's why he says, Re'ei, I'm not just talking to the tzibur. I'll switch in a minute to Lashon Rabbim. But right now, I want you, every single person in Klal Yisrael to know, I'm talking to you directly and I expect And I anticipate and I hope that you'll put forth all your kochas. And in that vein, along those lines, I saw recently in the Shmuzin from Reb Shneur Kotler Zatzal on the Yom Naran, he brings down Akasha from his uncle that the pasuk that we read also learned recently, the pasuk says, "V'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem Alkecha Shalom Imach." What is it already that Kadosh Baruch Hu asked you? Kiyam Liyiras Hashem, La'ava Yiras Shamayim, Aves Hashem, Lelechas B'chol Derachav. All the highest madregas of Avodas Hashem are included in that one pasuk. But at the same time, Chazal Darshan, Amar Rabbi Meir, Al Tikri Ma Hashem Ma Elameya. We darsh, Rameir darshins and learns out the yisod, the mitzvah of saying mea brachas b'chol yom from the very same pasuk. Ma Hashem Alkecha, mea Hashem Alkecha Shalom Imach, say mea brachas. So, Frak Reb Shneur, why would the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why would the Torah choose to take a pasuk that's so super packed with all of the greatest madregas, greatest miles, Yiras Shamayim, Avas Hashem, Lechaz B'chol Derachav, and include something which is so seemingly menial and so mundane? Mea brachas, what does it take to say mea brachas each day? On a regular weekday, basically nothing. You do it without paying attention. On a Shabbos or a fast day, you have to pay a little bit more attention to make sure you get mea brachas. You have to eat a little bit more. That's what you have to do. Make sure you get on a Shabbos or Yontif to get your mea brachas. But why would such a seemingly simple, non-elevated mitzvah or hanhaga be put into that pasuk? Put it somewhere else. This pasuk is talking about heichal madregas. It's not the simple stuff. So Zakhtar Shneya, that's a big mistake. The only way to get to the big things, the only way to get to your Shamayim, to Avas Hashem, Lelechas B'chol Derachav, is by being machshiv every single step along the way. Every mitzvah kala, every mitzvah katana, which may be katana be'einecha, it's gedola be'einei Hashem, even if it doesn't take the greatest mesiris nefesh, or the greatest sacrifice in any way. But just if it's the ratzon Hashem, and it's something that you need to do, so that step that you do, every single mitzvah that you do, is another building block. The only way you get to the highest madregas of Yiras Shamayim is by being machshiv, even the quote-unquote small things. So it's a question both of everybody's kochos, everybody's individual ability to contribute, and every step of everybody's avoda. Every single thing that you do, whether it's the simplest thing that you do every single day, or the thing that takes the greatest mesiris nefesh, it's all chashav b'nei Hashem, and a person has to make sure that the mitzvahs kalos are as chashiv b'einav as the mitzvahs chamuras. That's the message of Rabbi Meir. Mea brachas is right up there with Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So once again, just to conclude, we're standing now with the Haschala. We heard the beautiful, perfect Haschalas El Shmuz yesterday from the Mashkiach, and something that we all have to take to heart, these Yisodos, that we're in a time now that we have to try to build ourselves and build those around us as much as we possibly can, build our community, reach out to those that are less fortunate, that don't know the things that we know, that aren't inspired the way we're inspired, and aren't their eyes aren't open the way our eyes are. El is a time to be mechazik in all these inyanim, and it's a gevaldik time, as the Rishkola said, for a psicha, not only a psicha zazman for this phenomenal kolo which has been in many years, but a psicha baruch Hashem for a new kolo within your area. It's a tremendous chus to, as Hashem, to be part of both kolim. And again, express my heart to everybody who made it possible. And Bez Hashem, we should all be zochet to siyata d'shmaya, to see our own avoda, our own personal avoda, grow and grow and get starker and starker as we proceed towards the Yom Naram. And we should see Bez Hashem as well, that Tzibur and the Kehillah around us continue to grow in a very, very elevated fashion.